Track 13. Innovative Turnip Townsend farmed in Norfolk in the 1700s, and his ancestors have continued in his footsteps. We meet the man at the helm of the Raynham estate today.
Tom Raynham stands reflectively for a moment, gazing out across the beautiful, slightly rumpled landscape of the Wensum Valley. "It's a lovely view," he murmurs. He's right, it is a lovely view, much of it across land that's been in his family for centuries. It's also a view that he's now sharing with the lucky folk staying at one of the Raynham estate's rather fun-looking luxury yurts. Like many landowners in the last year or so, Tom, Lord Thomas Charles Townsend, Viscount Raynham, if we're being formal, realised that there was a booming market for holidays at home, and so set up the glamp site on part of the estate. A lot of people are now realising what's on their doorstep, so it's nice to be able to help them see the countryside, he says. The estate's location, a few miles inland, is proving popular with visitors. With the popularity of the coast, guests are looking to stay inland and to go to the coast for the day and come back to us and enjoy the peace and quiet of the countryside here. It's a little less frenetic than on the coast, he says. The yurts are just one example of the way the estate is diversifying and innovating, adapting to the changing needs of 21st century life. The change is being led by Tom, who came home to Raynham in 2016 after a career as a chartered surveyor. Raynham is no stranger to innovation. Townsends have farmed here since the 1200s, and the second Viscount Raynham, known as Turnip Townsend, was a pioneer of the agricultural revolution of the early 1700s, which transformed the productivity of farming and the prosperity of the nation. Today, technology, in the form of renewable energy, has gained a foothold here, with a 225-acre solar farm on the old airfield, producing enough electricity to power 12,000 homes, and an anaerobic digester which turns biomass into enough domestic gas for 4,000 households. The byproduct from the digester is used as organic fertilizer on the farm, being more effective than its synthetic alternative and better for the soil structure. Tom finds energy generation fascinating. Hydrogen will be a really interesting development. I think each house should have a hydrogen cell. That would take out a lot of the issues we have with oil-fired boilers. He's a strong advocate of the knowledge, skills and innovation in our part of Britain. With all the biotech and agritech and the tech park in Norwich, we should be shouting about what's happening in the east of England. We're contributing a huge amount to the country, he says. Technology extends into the working of the farm, which has banded together with three other big estates to invest in data collection so that the performance of crop and field can be analysed in unprecedented detail. Updated thinking also lowers the physical impact of agriculture on the land. There is less traffic over the farms. We're farming for the right reasons at the right times, so there's less soil compaction, says Tom. Managing the land in a way that's kinder to the environment, while recognising that Norfolk is productive soil, is also important. We are improving the ecological habitat of the field edges and doing more management of the woodlands, says Tom. Sadly, we have a bit too much ash, so we've been doing a huge amount of work taking out ash, which has dieback, and replanting with mixed woodland. Tom is putting in alder, a fast-growing tree, to harvest for wood chip or firewood, and one which offers cover and protection for slower-growing hardwoods. He's also thinning out woods to let the sun into the woodland floor, providing a great habitat. But it's not all serious arboriculture. If you go down to the woods today, you'll also find an adventure trail, another innovation this summer. There are also many buildings scattered across the estate that Tom is keen to get working. His grandfather's former racing stud, I'm not into horses, occupies a prime spot next to the main road and is to be converted into a cafe, farm shop and plant centre. Next to that is a huge walled garden, at present a blank canvas, which could be a space for events, says Tom. He would also like to host a microbrewery and create bases for artisan food and drink makers. It might be the first step out of their garage to a slightly more commercial footing, he says. He's installed high-speed broadband to attract companies to offices which would offer an alternative to soulless boxes on big town or city business parks. Other properties which have lain empty for years could be turned into holiday lets to fund the refurbishment of other buildings as affordable housing for local families, something Tom feels is important. Most of the estate rental homes are already let to local families. So what would Turnip have thought about Tom's ambitions? Oh, I think he'd be proud. Agriculture was a developing industry, and he helped to provide the capability for his tenants to be able to produce more. So the economy of the area improved, and that's along the same lines I'm looking to do with the businesses here.